Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 17. The Bible says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Hallelujah. Mighty brothers and sisters, wherever you live and whatever your profession, whatever you do, you will have to deal with these three kinds of people, okay? And I'll give you those three kinds of people that you'll always face. Number one, the critic. Let's face it, most people are comfortable with the status quo. They not only fear change, but will often attack it. So if you dare to be different, prepare to sail through some rough areas, right? The Apostle Paul's critics refer to him as a madman, a fool, and a babbler. So why would you expect the same crowd to treat you any better? Number two, the cautious. These people won't point an accusing finger, but neither will they extend a helping hand. When you get into trouble, they will distance themselves from you, fearing they may be tainted by your perceived liabilities. Basically, they will wait to see if you make it through the tunnel and come out the other side. Then they will wait to see who else accepts you and if you can be of benefit to them. Then they may reconnect with you. These people are users. They are not bad. They are just self-serving. So love them, but don't depend on them or don't lean on them. Thirdly, the committed. A friend loves at all times and is born as is a brother for adversity. Hallelujah. Even when they hear the worst about you, the committed still believe the best about you. They value you for your strengths and show grace in handling your weaknesses. These people are priceless because they will love you at all times. So when God puts such people or persons into your life, protect and nurture your relationship with them. They are priceless, they are precious, they are promising, and they will stand with you wherever you are. My dear brothers and sisters, yes, such faithful men and women we may find today in this world, but they are a rarity. But nevertheless, we have a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is a faithful friend? He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Till the end of this age, he will always be with you. If he has promised, he will fulfill. And I promise you that his word will never fail concerning your welfare. So lean on him, depend on him, trust him, stand on the promises of his word, and you will be sure in his word. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, we bless you, we give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. Lord, this morning we thank you for your faithfulness. You are a great friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you because you never fail. You never change. You are true to your word and we bless you. Lord God Almighty, I pray that Father, we thank you for our friends, the committed ones who are like brothers, who stand with us in our good times, in our bad times, in our ugly times. Lord God Almighty, who value Christ in us, who value our strengths, and Father, are gracious on our weaknesses. We thank you for such friends that you have given us. I pray that we will value our relationships, we'll build our relationships, and that the name of Jehovah will be alone glorified. I thank you for your flock, Lord, as they step out into their jobs and into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are grappling with health conditions. Lord, I speak your word of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they are healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we give you the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.